ताभ्याम निर्दयमानाम स्त्वान् उपलभ्य कुरुद्वह। राजोवाच महान् सोमो मन्युं प्रशमयन् इव ताभ्यां निर्दयमानां स्तान् उपलभ्य कुरुद्वह। राजोवाच महान् सोमो मन्युं प्रशमयन् इव ताभ्यां निर्दयमानां स्तान् उपलभ्य कुरुद्वह। राजोवाच महान् सोमो मन्युं प्रशमयन् इव ताभ्यां निर्दयमानां स्तान् उपलभ्य कुरुद्वह। राजोवाच महान् सोमो मन्युं प्रशमयन् इव ताभ्यां निर्दयमानां स्तान् उपलभ्य कुरुद्वह। राजोवाचो महान् सोमो मन्यन् प्रशमयन् इव मतजिस् ताभ्याम बाय द विंड एंड फायर निध्यमानान बीइंग बर्न्ड तान देम द ट्रीज उपलभ्य सींग कुरुद्वह। ओ महाराज परीक्षित राजा द किंग ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट उवाच सेड महान द ग्रेट सोम प्रिडोमिनेटिंग डीटी ऑफ द मून सोमदेव मन्युम द एंगर प्रश्मयन pacifying eva like translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada translation my dear king parikshit when soma the king of the trees and predominating deity of the moon saw the fire and wind burning all the trees to ashes he felt great sympathy because he is a maintainer of all herbs and trees. To appease the anger of the Prachetas, Soma spoke as follows. Purport. It is understood from this verse that the predominating deity of the moon is a maintainer of all the trees and plants throughout the universe. It is due to the moonshine that trees and plants grow very luxuriantly. Therefore, how can we accept the so-called scientist whose moon expeditions have informed us that there are no trees or vegetation on the moon? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Somo Vriksha Adhisthata स एव वृक्षानाम राजा सोमा द प्रिडोमिनेटिंग डिटी ऑफ द मून इज अ किंग ऑफ ऑल वेजिटेशन हाउ कैन वी बिलीव दैट द मेंटेनर ऑफ वेजिटेशन हैज नो वेजिटेशन ऑन हिज ओन प्लैनेट ओमज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षून्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 4 वर्स नंबर 6 ट्रांसलेशन। माय डियर किंग परीक्षित, व्हेन सोमा द किंग ऑफ द ट्रीज एंड प्रिडोमिनेटिंग डीटी ऑफ द मून सॉ द फायर एंड विंड burning all the trees to ashes, he felt great sympathy because he is the maintainer of all herbs and trees. To appease the anger of the Prachetas, Soma spoke as follows. Hare Krishna. So last verse we read that the Prachetas, when they came out of water, they were performing austerities underwater. So when they came out, they saw the situation was not so good. There were lots of trees, big tall trees. So much so that they were obstructing the sunlight to reach earth planet, to reach on the ground. And there was hardly any agriculture because there was no space, there was no sunlight. People were suffering. No food grains. So to solve this situation, they started burning the trees, clearing the land for agriculture. Trees are useful, but not all. Some trees are useful when they give flowers, fruits, etc. Some trees are useful when they are cut for fuel or for furniture, and the land is cleared for agriculture. If there is no agriculture, then we will not get food. But our situation is such that every single person here wants food, but they don't want to farm. Farming, my neighbor should do. Eating, I should do. That is our situation. I am ready to work in factories and produce cars, plastic, nut, bolts, mobiles, software programs, but farming I will not do. So you eat your nut and bolts, and let farmers eat their food. So our education is so pathetic that has taken away the very duty which we have. So Prachetas, being Kshatriyas, being the representative of their father, the king who had left, it was their duty to maintain their praja, for which food grains are required. So they were angry on the trees, and by their austerities they receive so much mystic power that they could generate wind and fire from their mouth. This is not surprising. Austerity, tapasya, gives this power to a person. Like Lord Brahma, he performed austerities and hence he was able to create this wonderful universe. He is a secondary creator. So when Prachetas were burning these trees, it became too much. So the predominating deity of the moon, who is maintainer of the trees, Soma, who was watching all this, he came down. Out of sympathy for these trees, he came down to pacify Prachetas. We see this happened in Dhruva Maharaj's life also. Once Dhruva Maharaj's brother was killed by some yaksha. So Dhruva Maharaj got so angry that he attacked Yakshapuri and he killed millions of attacking yakshas. And he was going on killing, and then Kuvera came down to pacify him. That please stop this killing, please stop this anger, don't kill any more yakshas. Your one brother was killed by one yaksha and you're killing millions. So Soma is the predominating deity of the moon. Just like there is Bhumi Devi, predominating deity of Mother Earth, planet Earth, she went as a cow. To whom? Brahmaji. Because there were so many Kshatriyas who were misusing their powers. So he went to complain. In Bhagavad Gita there is mention of predominating deity of the sun. Vivaswan, whom Krishna gave knowledge of Bhagavad Gita some millions of years ago. In the same way, there is predominating deity of the moon. This is not fiction. This is truth. There is a person called Moon God with his family staying in moon. There is a person called Vivaswan, Sun God, with his family and other prajas, staying on sun. Just because we can't stay on sun, that doesn't mean nobody can stay on sun. Just because I can't stay in water, that doesn't mean nobody can stay in water. There are lots of aquatics in water. 11 lakh aquatics are there in water. 11 lakh species. Just because I can't stay underground, that doesn't mean nobody can stay underground. There are lots of living entities underground. If you dig, you will find lots of insects. Just because I can't stay in sky, doesn't mean there are no living entities flying. There are so many birds. In the same way, there are living entities in sun, there are living entities in Mars, there are living entities in Jupiter, there are living entities in Saturn, there are living entities on the moon. Everywhere there are living entities. Sarvagata. Jiva can stay everywhere. Sarvagata. So there is whole population on moon. This moon was born as the son of Atri Rishi. Atri Rishi is famous for his wife, Anusuya, Mother Anusuya, very chaste wife. She and Atri Rishi, they are parents of Soma, Dattatreya and Durvasa Muni. Soma is partial expansion of Lord Brahma, Dattatreya is partial expansion of Lord Vishnu, and Durvasa Muni is partial expansion of Lord Shiva. So Atri Rishi impregnated his chaste wife Anusuya by his tears. And that is how Soma was born. Tears of jubilation. He was very happy. So Soma acquired that nature. And that is how Moon God has very cooling and very soothing rays. When there is full moon in the sky and we are in the open ground, open to sky or on the terrace, we feel nice, right? Very cooling, very soothing, shitalta, chandani raat, very nice we feel. Because moon rays are like that. Now, from where does moon get its light? From the sun. Sun rays are not cooling and soothing, but moon rays are cooling and soothing. Why? Moon reflects the light of the sun. So the reflection should also be hot. If the source is hot, the reflection should also be hot. Simple physics. But the moon rays are very cooling and very soothing. Sun rays are not. Even modern scientists don't know this answer. They keep wondering. But we know. Bhagavatam has all the answers. Srimad Bhagavatam describes the moon, the atmosphere of the moon is covered by ice, a very thick layer of ice, millions of miles, not millions, thousands of miles, a very thick layer of ice. So the sun rays which touch the moon planet, when they are reflected back on earth, they cross a medium of ice. And that is how the moonlight is so cooling and so soothing. So Atri Rishi, who is the son of Brahma, he gave birth to Soma. And seeing the nature of Soma, Brahma gave him charge of the vegetation, the stars, and the Brahmanas. So at that time Soma became very powerful. He is the one, because of him, the plants, the herbs, the trees, they get that nutritious value or medicinal value. Our vegetables have juice because of moon. Our fruits have juice because of moonshine. So Soma, he did Ratsuya Yajna and he became very powerful. In all the three planetary systems, he was a very powerful king. He started kind of ruling over the demigods. So once Soma, he saw Brahaspati's wife, Tara, and he got attracted. And he forcibly kidnapped her. Brahaspati is the spiritual master of the demigods, Guru Patni. But Soma was so proud of his power, so lusty and so puffed up, that he did this offense. He took Tara forcibly. And Brahaspati kept shouting to Moon God, "Don't do this, you rascal, badmash disciple. Don't do this." But Moon God didn't listen, Soma didn't listen. So Brahaspati got so angry that he started fighting with moon god. Now Shukracharya, he is enemy of demigods. He is spiritual master of the demons. And Brihaspati is spiritual master of demigods. So Shukracharya and Brihaspati, they are big time enemies. So when Shukracharya saw that Brihaspati is fighting with moon god, so Shukracharya went and supported moon god with all his demonic company. So when Indra saw the demon supporting moon god against Brihaspati, he came with his sena and he supported Brihaspati. When Lord Shiva saw Brihaspati in danger, Lord Shiva took knowledge from Angira Rishi, who is father of Brihaspati. So Lord Shiva thought that I should support the son of my spiritual master. So Lord Shiva came and supported Brihaspati, and a big fight, big war started between demons and demigods just for that Tara Devi. This is how things work in the material world. Sometimes you see in one park, two children are playing, they fight. And maybe one child hits another child. And the child goes home and crying. And his father comes out. And then the first child's father comes out. And they both fight like anything. And two children are again playing. But they become enemies. So, of course, this was a real issue that Brihaspati's wife was kidnapped. But it led to a big fight between demons and demigods. Because Shukracharya joined that side and Indra joined that side. So when Lord Brahma saw this, he got very angry and he came and he stopped the war. He said, "What nonsense you people are fighting like this?" And he chastised moon god like anything. He chastised Soma and he said, "You give Brihaspati's wife back." And he had to obey Brahma. Brahma is his grandfather, Atri's father. So Soma gave Tara back. Problem solved? No. Because when Tara came back, Brihaspati came to know that she is pregnant. And he got very angry. And he said, "You are my wife, and I am supposed to give a child to you, and you got pregnant there." Brihaspati also wanted a son. So he thought, "Anyway, I got a son free." So he said, "You deliver this child now, immediately." Tara was very afraid. She thought, "If I deliver, he will take the son and kill me, because I am unchaste." So she was not ready to deliver. So Brihaspati, he promised Tara that even after you deliver, I will not kill you. So then Tara agreed and she delivered. The child was so beautiful, golden color body, very strong body and very attractive. Seeing such a beautiful child, Soma came down and he said, "This is my son." Brihaspati said, "No, no, this is my son." And they both again had a fight. And fighting, the demigods came. They tried to stop the fighting. They got involved in the fighting. And the only person who can solve this is Tara. She can say it's whose son. But she was keeping quiet. So the demigods, they approached Tara and they told her, "Let us stop this fight. You tell whose son is this?" Because both are saying, "This is my son." But Tara was not responding. Finally, that small child, he got so angry, he shouted at his mother. He said, "You foolish woman, now what is the use of being shy? Already you delivered a child. Now why are you being shy? Now you tell me who is my father. But still she didn't respond. Then Lord Brahma came down again. Then he spoke to Tara, pacified her, and asked her, whose child is this? And she said, this is Soma's child. Then the moon god took the child, and that child name is Buddha. And he started Chandra Vamsha dynasty. These two dynasties are very famous, Surya Vamsha and Chandra Vamsha. But now you know how it started. Didn't start with a legal situation. But in demigod planets, the rules are different. Chandra Vamsha is very famous. Why? Because Yadu dynasty came in Chandra Vamsha. Lord Shri Krishna, he chose to appear in Yadu Vamsh, to appear in Chandra Vamsh. On the day of Janmashtami is Ashtami. It is not Purnima. You will not see full moon on that day. But 5,000 years before, when Lord Shri Krishna appeared midnight in the jail of Kans, it was full moon. Even though it was Ashtami, still it was full moon. Because Soma was very happy that Krishna has come in my dynasty. So he changed his pattern for that day. And he said, today I will come full and take darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. So Lord Shri Krishna, he appeared in Chandra Vamsh. So somehow the modern astronomers, they say that there is no personality on the moon. There is no vegetation on the moon. But Bhagavatam gives a completely different understanding that all the plants, trees, vegetables and all the vegetation on the earth as well as the whole universe is because of the moon. So when moon is maintaining the vegetation on earth planet, why moon will not have vegetation on his own planet? So there is enough vegetation on the moon. Some foolish people think that there is only sand there. And they claim they went there and brought some sand also. There is so much sand in Juhu Beach, why you have to go to moon? They take it from here. So in 1970s, when America claimed to send two astronomers and landing on the moon, Srila Prabhupada, before even they went, he said this is not possible. And while they were telecasting, he said it is not possible. Srila Prabhupada was the only person at that time residing in America, watching the television where the telecast is happening that two astronomers have landed on the moon, and he said, this is bakwas. He was so bold and he has so much faith on the Vedic scriptures. And now it is open secret that this was bakwas. There are many journalists who have exposed this. If in 1970s technology was so nice that you could go to the moon, now the technology is much better. So why don't you go now? No, now we'll go on Mars. Why you don't go? Why you stop the experiment in between? Millions of billions of dollars were spent to go on the moon. So you should go again next time to continue the experiment. But after that nobody has gone. What does this show? It was cheating. And the two astronomers who went, who claimed to go, after they came back, till today, they have not given a single public interview. Why? In fact, you should go, give public interview, go to universities, talk about your experience, talk about your expedition. Right? encourage others, but they didn't give a single public interview. Because again and again speaking lies is not easy. So this is all cheating, cheating. This is all cheating. Srila Prabhupada says, if you go from earth to moon, sun will come in between. Moon is not first. Sun is first. That's why we say Sunday first, then Monday. Sunday, Monday, Ravi, Som. So Sunday will come first, then Monday. Sun will come first, then moon. How can you cross the sun? But present astronomers, they claim moon is first and sun is second. But Bhagavatam, we just studied 5th canto. The sun is first and the moon is much, much millions of miles ahead. So it is just cheating business. There is moon god, there is his wife, there is his children, there is lots of families staying on moon god, pious families, and there is lots of vegetation and very high technology. This is all there, just like planet Earth is populated, moon planet is also populated. The astronomers never went to the moon. They can't go. Simple, they don't have visa, how can they go? So this is all cheating business. Modern science is based on sensory perception, which is defective. Absolute knowledge in Srimad Bhagavatam is beyond defects, because it is spoken by Vyasadeva, who is the incarnation of Krishna. Is spoken by Narad Muni, who is a liberated personality. So whom do we believe? Somebody who is traveling in the space, or somebody who is sitting here and taking a durbin and seeing the space? How will somebody sit here and take a telescope and see the space, give proper knowledge about the space, as compared to the person who is traveling in the space? Narad Muni is traveling spaceman, he keeps on traveling in the space. He knows situation better. So the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, even the geographical knowledge, is absolute. We may not understand by our tiny intelligence, but we should know this, that living entity is everywhere. Sarvagata. The soul can sustain in an appropriate body in all environments. If some souls in some species can stay on planet Earth, some can stay on moon, some can stay on sun. So it is useless to even do research. It's already mentioned in the scriptures, and why we have to try to find out? Wasting money and going to moon. People don't even get time to go to neighbor's house. So many people in Western countries may not even know the names of their neighbors. But they want to know who is in the moon planet. It is all exploitation tendency, greed tendency. So the moon god was very happy to have Krishna in his own dynasty, and he arose full. Many times various authors, various acharyas, they compare the beauty of the face of Lord Sri Krishna to that of the moon. Lord Sri Krishna's face is very beautiful. In fact, his beauty defeats the beauty of millions of moons together. Millions of moons. Forget the face of the Lord. Even if you take the toe of the Lord at his feet, that toe has a nail. And the tip of the nail of the toe of the Lord's feet defeats the beauty of millions of moons. That tip is so effulgent, so cooling, and so soothing. When we come to take darshan of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari, whatever distress is there in our heart, immediately we feel nice, right? Anybody has this experience? Who? So, it's so beautiful. Just by seeing his beautiful face, we feel peace. At least for some time, we feel nice. So cooling, so soothing, as if somebody has put a nice medicine on all our wounds. That is his beauty. Even Srimati Radharani's beauty is like that. When Krishna first time saw Srimati Radharani, next day onwards, whenever he see moon or lotus flower, he starts spitting. Earlier, Krishna would see the moon and glorify the beauty. He see a lotus flower and say, so nice. But after seeing Radharani's face, he starts spitting. That is her beauty. In fact, there is one very famous pastime in which once Krishna, he was very upset. He was sitting outside the palace of Radharani. So one of the gopi asked Krishna, why are you upset? He said, your Priya Sakhi Radharani is too much. She just told me, get out. He said, why? You must have done something. He said, I didn't do anything. I was just talking to her and suddenly she said, get out. She is so angry. So the gopi said, okay, I will check it out. So she went and spoke to Srimati Radharani. And she came and she told Krishna, oh Krishna, you did a big mistake today. He said, what did I do? He said, you called the Chandramukhi? He said, yes, I was glorifying Chandramukhi, moon-faced, beloved. He said, you did a big mistake. She got very angry because she is millions of times more beautiful than the moon. The moon has faults. The moon keeps on changing phases. The moon has spots. And generally when early morning Radharani washes her face with water, the water which wipes her face and falls down becomes the beauty of the moon. And you call her Chandramukhi. So that is the beauty of Srimati Radharani. And that is the beauty of Shyam Sundar. Very beautiful. Even moon, who is considered most beautiful creation of Brahma, when he sees the beautiful forms of Radha Shyam Sundar, he feels embarrassed. And Brahma feels embarrassed. Because Brahma thought, I created moon, which is so beautiful, but Krishna is more beautiful than the moon. So we are very fortunate. Not only we have this knowledge, we have an opportunity to serve the deities, to serve the Lord, who is so beautiful. There is no such beauty in this world. Many materialistic poets, they write big poems on moon. Because when they see full moon in the sky at night, they get very attracted to that beauty. Moon has the nature of agitating the ocean. You see, the high tide and the low tide occurs. That's because of the presence of the moon. By moonshine, the water gets agitated. That's why night there is high tide. No, if you know, almost 70% of Earth planet contains water. You know this? So moon agitates the whole Earth planet, 70%. And 70% of our body also contains water. So when we go in Chandani Raat, we also get agitated. We get attracted. People develop lusty desires in the moonshine. So these all materialistic poets who claim to be in mode of goodness, writing poems on the moon and their beloved, that is all lust. There is no love. There is no love in this material world. The pure love was exhibited by Krishna and the gopis during Ras Leela. At that time also there was full moon. Sharad Purnima. And in the evening when the full moon came and Krishna saw the full moon, his desire to associate with the gopis increased. But that is not lust. That's love. So the full moon plays a very important role in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan Dham. So fine, we'll go back to Soma here. Soma, the maintainer of the vegetation. So when Soma saw the prachetas burning all the trees, he had sympathy, he had daya. That is the nature of a great personality. Seeing others' distress, one should not feel happy. Achha hua, iske saath aisa hi hona chahiye. One should not feel like that. A great soul has karuna, compassion. A sadhu has karuna, compassion. Seeing others' distress, one should feel distress. Para dukha dukhi. If one is not feeling that, then there is envy in the heart. Para dukha sukhi. So this compassion should be there. And when there is compassion, one will act on it. One will try to mitigate the distress. Even if somebody is a criminal or an enemy, if in distress, one should try to help. Of course, a criminal is given punishment by the constitution of the nation, so we can't reverse it. But in distress, a devotee's duty is to give Krishna consciousness. And if somebody is in distress, it's easy to give Krishna consciousness. Those who are preachers, they should note this. If you are preaching to somebody and is not listening, go to that person in distress. He will listen. This is fact. Because in distress, people go to God. Daksha, he had 10,000 sons. He wanted these sons to marry and generate population. Daksha is a prajapati. And he generated millions of living entities. So he told his 10,000 sons to perform austerities and marry so that they can generate population. And these 10,000 sons, when they were performing austerity, they became self-realized. And then Narad Muni met them. And he told them, already you are self-realized, why you are getting into Grastha Ashram? Just become Brahmachari and then take sannyas. And go back home, back to Godhead. Forget this population business. And Narad Muni, such a first-class preacher, they all 10,000 became Brahmacharis. And Daksha got very angry, very disturbed. But then he let go. He said, "Theek hai, jo hua hua." Then he produced 1,000 more sons. And he told them, perform austerities and marry and generate population. Again Narad Muni went to these 1,000 sons. He didn't preach to them. He said, "You should follow your bada bhai. You should follow your brothers. Younger brother should follow elder brother." They said, "Okay." And they joined ISKCON. And this time Daksha got very angry and his lips were trembling and his eyes were red and he was cursing Narad Muni. And what did Narad Muni do? Straight went to Daksha to preach to him. Because Narad Muni thought he is in distress, he will listen to me now. And Daksha cursed Narad Muni and insulted and dishonored him and disrespected him and spoke abusive words to him. And Narad Muni tolerated everything. He didn't speak anything to Daksha against. He didn't retaliate. Daksha told Narad Muni, you are a sadhu and I am real sadhu. And you are breaking families. You are making responsible boys irresponsible. And you are not allowing them to do their duties towards their father. All this we also hear when we preach, right? So Daksha spoke so much and he said, I curse you, you will not be able to stay any place more than 3 days. You are not fit to have a residence. And Narada will listen to everything. Because he wanted to preach to Daksha. So in distress, we should lend a hand to others. That is the duty of a sadhu. And we should know distress cannot be solved by material formulas. A person is in distress because he has forgotten Krishna. All distress is because of we have forgotten Krishna. Miseries come because of sinful activities. A misery in life is a sinful reaction. Some past bad karma results into misery. And sinful activity happens because of ignorance. So if you want to mitigate somebody's distress, we have to mitigate ignorance. And ignorance can be mitigated by transcendental knowledge. By giving them a book. By giving them transcendental knowledge. By speaking to them about Krishna. So when a person comes back to devotional service, that is real solution to his problems. If somebody is hungry and I say, okay, take food, is that a solution? Just temporary, because after 5-6 hours, again he is going to be hungry. So how many times I can feed that person? And how many such people I can feed individually? That is not going to stop. So we give prasad. At the same time we give knowledge. Knowledge, my dear sir, you are hungry, you are poor, because you have committed a sinful activity in the past. In the past life you had food and you insulted that food. You insulted grains. You threw that grains. So this life you don't have. So you committed a sinful activity. So, and the only way to come out of sinful reaction is to surrender to Krishna. Aham tvam sarva pape bhyo, Krishna says that if you surrender to me only, I will take care of all your sinful reactions. There is no other way. So the best welfare activity is to mitigate somebody's distress by giving Krishna consciousness. And that is the duty of a preacher. When we meet people, we should give them Krishna consciousness. And you don't have to find anybody in distress. You just assume, accept and understand everybody is in distress. This is a fact of life. Any person you meet, you just ask them, are you happy? They say no. Everybody is in distress. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. So we should have this karuna in the heart. It is Srila Prabhupada's karuna that today ISKCON is there. Prabhupada was sitting in Vrindavan. He went to New York. Out of compassion for all of us. And today we are together in such a nice institution where we can practice Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj prayed to the Lord that I don't care for my liberation. I am worried about other demonic friends, other materialistic people who are engaged in sense gratification. I don't want to alone get liberated. They also should get liberated. This is compassion, the mood of a preacher. So we are not Prahlad Maharaj, we are not Prabhupada, but we are assisting in his mission. So at least the mood should be carried. So within our hearts we should have this faith that only Krishna consciousness can solve problems. So we should give this Krishna consciousness. So the moon god, when he saw the trees being burnt, he felt sympathy. And he approached the Prachetas and told them, stop, don't do this. And how they stopped, what happened? We'll read in next verses. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we may take. Yeah, mic.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, in the earthly planet, we can see, you know, consciousness of human being has little bit uplifted. But in moon planet, as per the planets goes up, Siddha Lokas, they have good consciousness. So how come in moon planets, the residents of, you know, resident, their consciousness is more enlightened towards God consciousness? The question is,
They are more into mode of goodness, but at the same time sense enjoyment is very heavily predominant there. In the hellish planet, distress is very predominant, and in heavenly planets, enjoyment is very predominant. In earthly planets, there is a mix of distress and enjoyment. So, they are in mode of goodness more than as compared to earthly planets, but there are lots of sense enjoyment there. So, as far as devotional service is concerned, earthly planets is better. So but their enjoyment is not into tamasic. They don't, like here, people enjoy with wine, flesh, and such things, prostitutes. They don't enjoy it like that. Their enjoyment is sattvic, but they are too much into enjoyment. Okay?
That somras, you know, we have heard in Indra Loka also. So what exactly this?
Somras is a beverage. It is not alcohol. It is not drugs. It is not liquor. It is a beverage which is intoxicating and which gives nourishment and high duration of life. So it is not tamasic. You want? Any more questions?
खजूरी रस तो पी सकते हैं ना? वो ये तो अच्छा है, ये तो ये तो अल्कोहल नहीं है ना?
क्या?
क्या? रस रस जो मिलता है हमारा,
चला सकते हैं? समिया रस।
ओ खजूरी खजूरी का ताड़ी जो ना जो?
तालवा तालवा।
ये तो पी सकते हैं?
तालपुर तालपुर।
हाँ।
तालवा हाँ।
क्योंकि इसी तो अल्कोहल नहीं
है, ये तो
हमारे तलासरी पार में मिलता है ना, इसलिए मैं बोल रहा हूँ
पीने
इसको पी सकते ना नहीं
निकाल के कब पी रहा है उसके ऊपर है
नहीं मेरे के लिए
फ्रेश तो
भक्ति इसको पीएगे कि नहीं पीएगे इसलिए मैं बोल रहा हूँ
सो शुड अवॉइड इट सेज दैट इफ इट इज नॉट इंटॉक्सिकेटिंग बट बाय टाइम यू रिसीव इट इज नॉट गोइंग टू बी फ्रेश बिकॉज दे पुट इट ओवरनाइट So in general should avoid. But if it is fresh, it's fine. If it is kept for a few hours, it turns into alcohol.
Okay.
In that sense, grape juice also. If it ferments, it turns into alcohol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Dhanyavad. Prabhuji, the Present government is very much worried about increasing population day by day. There was so much policy, abortion, contraceptive. So, जैसे शास्त्र में सुनते हम नारद मुनि lots of made not lots of devotee and sent to the spiritual world. तो जज गत्वा न निवर्तन्ते तद्धाम परम भगवान जैसे कहते हैं भगवत गीता में. तो वहां पर तो ज्यादा कभी हम सुनते नहीं है उधर ये पॉपुलेशन इंक्रीज होना चाहिए उधर इंक्रीज, इधर तो लोग मर जाते हैं. लेकिन ऐसा थोड़ा समझे. हरे कृष्ण.
तो आपको उधर की चिंता है. उधर जगह बहुत है, अनलिमिटेड स्पेस. कृष्णा हैड हाउ मेनी काउज इन वृंदावन? मिलियंस एंड मिलियंस एंड मिलियंस, यू कांट काउंट, अनलिमिटेड. That is transcendental space, right? So there the space dimensions and height, length, breadth, weight doesn't occur. There is no such concept of occupying space. There is no such concept like that. There is no dimensions there. It's infinite, right? तो उधर का चिंता मत कीजिए. Yeah. You need mic.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Every planet has got its own moon?
No, no. One universe, one moon.
I see.
Whole universe, one moon, one sun.
Yeah. Prabhu, then in Bhagavad Gita it said in Vaikuntha planet there is no need for sun, moon, electricity, fire and all that. So there is no moon and sun there?
Their moon is not source of light. Their moon is only for pastimes. Like in Ras Lila, full moon is there. Krishna's body itself is effulgence. So sun, moon are not required to light. But they are there for the pastimes. Okay? Yeah.
What is the name of that illicit sun you said? Name of moon and Tara?
It's not a good word to use. His name is Buddha.
Buddha? Ke Buddha?
Buddha nahi. Buddha.
Buddha.
Buddha. B-U-D-H-A.
So demigods are so much influential and powerful. So can we pray them for helping us to spread Krishna consciousness?
Yeah, we can pray them. They will help us. But it's not needed. Krishna will help us.
In the physical, we are approaching those who are wealthy and influential.
Yeah, but it's not needed. There's nothing wrong. Like Rukmini Devi approached Mother Durga. Gopis also approached Katyayani Devi. Durva Mana requested Kuvera for pure devotional service. Devotees have done that, but it's not needed. It will be an extra additional activity which may take us away from Krishna consciousness. So better we directly go to Krishna. He will help us.
Or Vaishnava Acharya.
Yeah, is his preaching, he will help, why not he will help. So we should go only to Krishna. One and only one.
Thank you.
Right. Any more questions? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.